Impact of Congress, detailed description. From the central video wall, turn right/north, proceed a few feet, then turn right again and approach the eastern wall. There's a stone column about 5 feet away from the wall. If you are standing beside the column, the Impact of Congress exhibit runs along the wall from right to left. The first case explores expanding rights and freedoms. Display text reads, Congress makes decisions that can alter your rights and freedoms, on its own or in response to public pressure. For much of U.S. history, a large portion of the population could not vote, including men without property, women, African Americans, and Native Americans. Congress has passed constitutional amendments and other legislation extending voting rights to these groups and to other citizens. The case contains a variety of voting rights artifacts, such as a poster announcing, Register to vote, El voto es poder, úsalo. The 1965 Voting Rights Act required state and local governments to provide official voting information in multiple languages. There are also buttons about extending the vote to women and people under 21. One is a, you fight and die, but can't vote at 18 protest button. The 26th Amendment, passed by Congress in 1971 and ratified the same year, lowered the voting age to 18, the same age for the draft. The next items are two listening stations on Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972. Title IX gave women the same opportunities as men in educational and athletic programs at federally funded schools like public universities. These can be accessed by picking up a circular plastic speaker and holding it to your ear. There are two buttons to the right of the speaker. Press the top button to hear Representative Patsy Mink of Hawaii for 1 minute 40 seconds. Press the bottom button to hear Mia Hamm, a professional soccer player, speak for 1 minute and 25 seconds. The following section of the exhibit begins, The workplace rights and protections Americans enjoy today did not always exist. In 1938, Congress banned child labor, set a maximum number of work hours per week, and established the first federal minimum wage at 25 cents per hour, roughly equivalent to $4 to $5. Three quiz wheels can be turned to provide more information on the Communications Act, the Telecommunications Act, and the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act. Continuing left are two sections focused on Connecting America. Display text reads, How Americans Travel and Communicate is Critical to the Nation's Development. In the 1860s, for instance, the Pacific Railroad Acts created the Transcontinental Railroad. Almost a century later, Congress helped connect the country more closely with the Federal Aid Highway Act of 1956. The kinds of transportation Congress chooses to fund affects rural and urban areas differently, and is often the subject of debate. A case contains a large map of the national system of interstate and defense highways. On the East Coast, there is a tight web of roads. Across the rest of the country, the interstates are more spread out, interconnecting only at major cities such as Salt Lake City and San Francisco. There's also a folded-up United States interstate highway map. The case also includes public transportation passes such as a Spokane Transit Authority bus pass, a Boston Charlie card, and Chicago's Ventra card. Their designs range from a colorful textured background to cartoonish depictions of commuters or illustrations of landmarks in the city. In addition, the case contains a commemorative gold railroad spike celebrating the completion of the first transcontinental railroad at Promontory, Utah from 1869. The spike is about the length of an adult's forearm and as thick as a broom handle. These railroads spurred economic development and opened western land to migrants from the eastern United States, but it came at great cost to Native American communities and territories. A sepia-toned picture shows three Chinese men in jackets with large woven sun hats looking at the camera. The caption reads, Wang Fuk, Li Chao, and Ging Qi helped place the final rail completing the Transcontinental Railroad in 1869. Although Chinese immigrants built much of the railroad, Congress passed the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1882, prohibiting all further Chinese immigration until 1943. Next to this is a color picture of three workers in hard hats and bright safety vests or jackets, looking at the large tangled modern metal cars of a derailed train. Using the wall-mounted speaker, listen to two perspectives on the authority to recall unsafe vehicles. Text reads, "There was no centralized department responsible for recalling unsafe automobiles until Congress granted the NHTSA that authority in the early 1970s. Press the top button to hear a 1 minute and 29 second clip of Michael Lamov recounting helping to write bills. Press the bottom button to hear a 1 minute 31 second clip of David Strickland discussing the roles and responsibilities of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, and the high-profile recall of faulty airbags. Next is communication. Display text reads, "Secure and reliable communication has always been important to Congress. In 1792, Congress established the Post Office Department to formalize mail service, and since then, it has supported advanced research into new communication technologies. The Federal Communications Commission, created in 1934, oversees the use of the public airwaves. Today, this supervision includes everything from cellular networks to indecent material on broadcast television. Congress continues to wrestle with challenges raised by new technologies." Moving along the wall, four flip panels explore workplace legislation. Each panel contains a quotation from a member of Congress about one of these four pieces of legislation: Fair Labor Standards Act, 1938, Occupational Safety and Health Act, 1970, Family and Medical Leave Act, 1993, and Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, 2009. A quotation from Senator Fred Harris of Oklahoma reads, "I think this is an extremely important bill. We are all well aware of the needless deaths and injuries which occur in this country and the resultant human anguish involved." The next section is interacting with the world. Display text reads, "Members of Congress make decisions related to national defense, international trade, humanitarian aid, and refugee resettlement. The choices lawmakers make have consequences both here and abroad, including what products you find in stores, who can immigrate to the United States, and where soldiers are deployed." A display case contains items such as an immigration quotas map and the naturalization certificate of Rose Buckman from June 19, 1956, which includes a black and white photo of Rose Buckman, who has short cropped hair and glasses. An embossed stamp overlaps the image and the rest of the certificate. The Immigration Act of 1924 greatly reduced the number of immigrants allowed to enter each year by establishing a strict quota system for different nationalities. The case also includes documents related to refugee Yip Chu in 1955 and Swedish immigrant August Young in 1923. Between 1880 and 1920, the United States admitted approximately 20 million immigrants, mainly from Europe. During the same period, Congress passed laws to restrict almost all immigration from Asia and the Middle East. Using the wall-mounted speaker, listen to two perspectives on writing immigration laws. Press the top button to hear Arthur Reinerson, attorney and counsel of the Senate Office of the Legislative Council, for 1 minute and 38 seconds. Press the lower button to hear Representative Ileana Ross Leightonen of Florida for 1 minute and 16 seconds. The next section considers international impact. Display text reads, "Congress appropriates money to support national defense and provide humanitarian assistance to people around the world." Three flipboards explore global impact, including the 1961 Foreign Assistance Act, the 1961 Peace Corps Act, and the 2000 Military Construction Appropriations Act. These measures affect the lives of military servicemen and women and Americans working or traveling abroad. They also provide opportunities to help communities in foreign nations. The next section is titled, Improving Quality of Life. The preamble of the Constitution calls upon the government to promote the general welfare of its citizens. A case contains a poster of a stylized Statue of Liberty wearing a gas mask. Above her, swooping letters read, "Freedom to Breathe," and to the left the words, "Control Air Pollution," are arranged in a teardrop shape. Government posters like this one helped raise public awareness of the health risks of pollution. Near the bottom of the case is a folded American flag from the first moon landing. Other items in the case include a booklet with gold lettering titled, Passport to Your National Parks. Congress established the National Park Service in 1916 to preserve access to and protect our national heritage sites. Combined, National Park Service locations welcome more than 300 million visitors each year. The next section is titled, The General Welfare. Display text reads, Congress takes steps to ensure access to public institutions and services. For example, the Americans with Disabilities Act safeguards the right of access to public places. The public's calls to regulate pollution or provide more affordable health care influenced acts of Congress to improve the national well-being. One photo shows three people, two are seated on the ground and one is in a wheelchair. They hold signs that say, Free our people. Hell no, we won't go in any nursing home. And our homes, not nursing homes. The 1990 Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, prohibited discrimination based on disability, required employers to provide accommodation for employees with disabilities, and improved accessibility in public spaces. The last image is two scientists studying algae levels in Yaquina Bay, Oregon. The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, programs include efforts to address air pollution, water quality, and other environmental issues that affect the general welfare of Americans. Using the wall-mounted speaker, listen to two perspectives on ROSA's law, legislation on disability rights. Press the top button to hear a 2-minute, 2-second narrative from Senator Barbara Mikulski on why she led the effort to pass this important legislation. Press the lower button to hear a 1-minute, 30-second clip of Nina Marcelino explaining why she decided to advocate on her daughter's behalf, ushering in people-first language. The final section explores the pursuit of knowledge. Display text reads, For more than 200 years, Congress has sought to expand human knowledge through research and exploration. A photo shows astronaut Buzz Aldrin standing on the moon beside an unfurled American flag on a pole. Innovations produced by scientific research at the National Institute of Health had led to advances in medicine and funding for the Library of Congress. The Smithsonian Institution provides free access to information that enriches the lives of the public. Next is a wheel titled Research Institutions that rotates by gripping one of two handles and rotating them up or down. Turning the wheel reveals text exploring the Library of Congress, the Smithsonian Institution, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This concludes Impact of Congress.